What's up, sailors? Welcome you all to the Marine Sting podcast. I think you have already heard the news. World's largest flag gives its blessing to keep seafarers at sea for 17 months. The Panama ship registry yesterday advised that seafarers' contracts can be extended by further 3 months, with some seafarers now on a course to serve a total of 17 months at sea. The extension means some ships will sail with seafarers who will have worked 8 months beyond the maximum period specified under the Maritime Labour Convention. Reacting to the news, Mark Dickinson, the General Secretary of EU, UK trade union Nautilus International, tweeted that Panamanian flagship with exhausted crews will be unsafe and ought to be detained. The next results of the quarterly Seafarers Happiness Index are due out soon, and the issue of flag states is understood to feature prominently. A number of seafarers have raised concerns about the ease with which the MLCN contracts can just be only overridden. It seems that goalposts are not only being moved, the nets are being cut and the ball burst. With strict travel restrictions in place across the globe following the outbreak of coronavirus, seafarers' employment contracts have been extended month by month this year, with estimates that 4 lakh crew are needed repatriation and cases of self-harm are reportedly on the rise. The matter came to a head last week when a final deadline agreed between employers group and the International Transport Workers elapsed. Thank you guys for listening. Tune into Marine Sting Podcast.